There's a call in Jamaica for a section of the Towns and Communities Act which prohibits the use of profane, indecent, and obscene language in public spaces to be removed. This is WAVS News. This follows the use of an expletive by Minority Leader Mark Golding after experiencing microphone issues during a People's National Party meeting on Friday. Golding later apologized for the comment. Gleaner columnist and social commentator Dr. Michael Abrams, speaking on RJR Monday, noted that elected representatives should be mindful of the language they use in public, but is asserting his belief that the nearly two centuries old act is too difficult to enforce in 2025.
These things about bad words are really subjective. I mean, who decides what is a bad word? Like even the so-called fabric words we have, I don't think there's any other country where you get in trouble for using those words. So who decides what is really a bad word? When Avril Wilmington said what he did, I wasn't really offended by that. I was more offended when he launches these racially incendiary diatribes at Mark Golding, when he brings up his skin color. That's more offensive to me. I don't agree with that law. I think they should really look about scrapping.
Meanwhile, Principal Director of National Integrity Action, Daniel Archer, says there needs to be a mechanism that holds parliamentarians accountable for unbecoming conduct.
It solidifies for me that we do need to have some kind of codified framework. It can't be something that is left up to the moral suasion of any political party, because if they all knew that there was this particular codified framework that has sanctions and fines, they would have the kind of support that says whenever we say or do anything, regardless of where we are, there is a particular standard to be expected.
In Trinidad and Tobago, a 35-year-old woman left traumatized after being robbed at gunpoint outside her home Monday evening. The suspects made off with their vehicle and personal belongings. One of the suspects described as being of African descent. Police say sometime on Monday evening, when the woman was approached by two men after stepping out to retrieve documents from the front passenger seat of her motor vehicle, which reports say it was new. A veteran female politician and a first-time candidate, United, calling for more representation for women in Parliament in the Cayman Islands. Lucille Seymour, a former member of the then Legislative Assembly and a founding member of the People's Progressive Party, and Guevara Richards, a first-time candidate in this year's general election for the Cayman Islands National Party, agreed that more needs to be done to ensure higher representation in women in politics. 80-year-old Seymour says women needed greater opportunities to hone their leadership, debating skills, and problem-solving through civic or sporting organizations. She adds that the introduction of an appointed upper chamber similar to Bermuda's Senate could be used to promote women and emerging leaders, where they could gain political and leadership experience and build political profiles. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.